the wasp, you know, if you're talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
You just say, there's a, I know they build a nest up there on my front porch.
Uh-huh. How many would be in a nest?
Oh my goodness, it'd just be black with them.
With all the...
And the little ones is on the inside that hadn't hatched out.
The little
wasp.
Uh-huh.
They look like little worms before they hatched out.
Where does a yellow jacket build its nest?
Different places. Mostly down in a old stump or something like that. In the ground, like.
What about something that builds a nest like this?
That's a hornet.
Did y'all have those around where you live?
Yes, Lordy. My brothers has had to burn down hornet nests just to keep them from eating us up.
They'll really get after you, won't they?
They'll fight. They'll fight you. They'll make you run.
And something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud.
Dirt dollar.
Do they stink?
They don't sting.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
spider web.
And you'd say, those boys got mad at what each other? Those boys got mad and they... They got mad and they did what?
I don't know.
I'm talking about them fighting. You say they got mad and they...
But I don't know. I know they can make a mighty big mess weaving their spider webs.
Uh-huh. Or say if you had two little boys, you'd say, those boys got mad at each other and they
fought.
And ever since they were small, they have what each other? They have
had it in for each other, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
And they have, talking about fighting, they have...
They have fought again.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the...
The roots.
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
What?
Roots or vines being used for medicine.
Oh yeah, they call them the herbs. I don't know. I don't know nothing about the... the medicines made out of herbs. This old lady here, she's got one leg. She's a diabetic and had to have her leg taken off. And she wants to go in the woods and get some herbs for me. She thinks it'll cure me. I says, well, now, Miss Al, I'm going to tell you. You go in the woods, and I'll take the medicine that you make with herbs. But if somebody with two legs went in the woods, I wouldn't do it, because I say, you may know what you're doing, but I'm not going to take no medicine that somebody with two legs will go in the woods, because I knew she couldn't go in the woods in a rolling chair. It sits in a rolling chair all the time.
What are some of the medicines that your parents would make for you?
Yeah.
What were some of the medicines that your parents would make?
They didn't make no medicine.
Never did?
Uh-uh.
What was that you were telling me the other day about the chicken pox?
Oh, well, that they just made the chickens fly out over us.
Did that work? That worked pretty well.
It dried them in on me, I reckon, because I got all right.
Anything else like that that, you know, any cures like that that they had?
Not that I know of. I know one thing. Now, I can tell you what they used to do when babies were cutting teeth. They'd put an asphidia ball around their neck, you know, tie a little piece of asphidia up in the,